DOJ, 94% of foreign nationals in U.S. federal prison are illegal aliens. By John Binder on October 17, 2020. About 94% of foreign nationals incarcerated in federal prisons across the United States are illegal aliens who either crossed international borders illegally or overstayed their visas, the Department of Justice, DOJ, reveals. An annual DOJ report finds that for fiscal year 2019, 94% of foreign nationals in the custody of the Bureau of Prisons, BOP, and the U.S. Marshals Service, USMS, were illegal aliens, while 70% in BOP custody and 39% in USMS custody were convicted for crimes unrelated to their immigration violations. By the end of fiscal year 2019, the DOJ report states, more than 51,000 foreign nationals were in federal prison, nearly 27,500 of which were in BOP custody and 23,580 in USMS custody. Broken down, more than 53% of foreign nationals in federal prison last year were ordered deported before they were locked up for crimes. Another 36% of foreign nationals in prison were under investigation by federal immigration officials, and more than 7% are being adjudicated as illegal aliens. About 3.5% of foreign nationals in federal prison were legal immigrants being either adjudicated or shielded from deportation. The average cost to American taxpayers to house foreign national convicts in just USMS facilities, not including BOP facilities, last year was $88.19 per prisoner every day. Because of the greater number of prisoners received into USMS custody, total detention housing costs increased by approximately 1.9%, from $159 million to $162 million, the DOJ report states. The DOJ report also detailed various cases such as one involving 30-year-old Colombian national Freddy Valencia Palacios. In 2016, he and C0 conspirators organized a human trafficking scheme where they arranged to smuggle illegal aliens into the U.S. Three Cuban illegal aliens paid Palacios and his co-conspirators for the smuggling scheme, but when the illegal aliens were put on a boat headed for Miami, Palacios' co-conspirators raped and murdered a female passenger and murdered a male passenger. The DOJ report states, one of the co-defendants threw the male passengers overboard, anchoring them with rope to the inside of the boat. The surviving male victim reported that he heard the co-defendants sexually assault the female victim before cutting her throat and murdering her. The surviving victim also heard the co-defendants cut the other male victim's throat, killing him. The survivor managed to escape by swimming and was subsequently rescued by the Colombian Navy. Palacios was convicted in December 2018 and sentenced to 180 months in federal prison for his role in the smuggling scheme. Every year, the U.S. admits about 1.2 million legal immigrants on green cards to permanently resettle in the country, 70% of which arrive as chain migrants. In addition, 1.4 million foreign workers are admitted every year to take American jobs. These totals do not include the hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens who arrive annually, the majority of which are never deported. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.